It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through. I love to go walking out there, seeing the cows. Occasionally they talk to me. There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
You know, it's not that I object to your being a bastard. Don't get me wrong there. That you're being such a stupid bastard that I object to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I happen to play those together. I don't know how that worked out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. I love it when you've got somebody who passes themselves off as somebody who knows what's going on when it really doesn't. That's not the case. Let me put it to you that way.
Are you talking about me?
No, so we were talking about the drug costs in poor neighborhoods. Yeah. We're really kind of figuring out why. And
right.
This guy texts in, higher security costs in poorer neighborhoods. They're stolen more in poorer places. Yeah, with no name, no backup, no authority on that. Yeah, because, of course, all the drug stores have those security guards that just hang out that they pay at drug stores.
Signed Pete Pfizer.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome back to the big show. Don't forget, it's the Boo Bash tomorrow. I also want to urge you to go to the brand new WJFK store. The store is open 24/7. You can go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Get show inspired t-shirts like our 5% gay t-shirt.
Yay.
Excuse me. Our old queen t-shirt, Omera 08. And our favorites, the brand new F-Stick t-shirts are up there for you at the WJFK store. Coming soon, honorary Buzz Babe t-shirts for the ladies. Plus, we got hats and other great stuff, too. So go to the store and check that out. We would really appreciate
it. Get her done.
We have a caller that has been waiting online from Modesto for a half an hour.
Wow, that's a long time, Mike.
This is going to be really good. Get ready, America.
George, you are on the air. What have you been waiting so long to talk about?
Hey, on yesterday's broadcast, you were talking about the grab bags that you're going to be giving away at the Boo Bash.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And to get in the RMP room. And you're going to be giving away glow sticks. Shouldn't they be called glowing F-sticks?
Glowing F-sticks.
That's what they are.
You know, God bless you, George.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't the funniest thing I've heard, but I admire your fortitude for staying on the line for half an hour to get that line
Thank
in there.
Thank you for that.
Glowing F-sticks. Can I get a shirt, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a shirt, yes, for you know, waiting that long. Rob says no.
Rob says no.
I know, but I don't care. That's kind of why I dig what's going on now.
Uh-huh.
So what the hell? Half an hour he waits and he had his little line. He also sounded like he was like 16 years old.
Glowing F-sticks they are.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to really. That was Clinton last night when he was introducing Obama.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he's the greatest.
You know what? For someone that talks as much as Clinton, he should be better at it by now. His voice goes out on him all the time.
Bubba did not look to me.
He looked sleepy.
He did not look 100% healthy.
He's getting older.
I don't know, man. I mean, he really didn't look too hot. I mean, maybe it was the late night.
Late nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
A lot of late nights.
How are you, dear? All right, let's get our final look at Buzz. Here he is, the man, the legend, and the host of Division 08 next Tuesday night, election night, immediately following this broadcast here in Washington, D.C. You will have all the election coverage you need with Buzz and Rob, and yours truly on location.
Correspondent, Chief Correspondent Mike O'Mara.
As I said to everyone today, I will support this show fully and I might call in. Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Turning back the clock this weekend could be one of the best things you could do for your heart. Researchers in Sweden looked at the records for 20 years worth of heart attacks and found the number dropping noticeably on the Monday after the clocks had been set back to standard time.
I almost never have a heart attack then.
Let me just get the special stethoscope mic out here. It's a new feature we have.
Put that up to yourself.
Put that up, and we're going to see what happens here. Uh-huh. And this is there. I got it right over my heart.
Turn it on.
Turn up the volume, Rob.
Okay.
Sounds good.
It does sound strong.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. We're going to need glue.
We're going to need tapes tomorrow.
French fries, stat!
Researchers in Sweden looked at these records and noticed this drop. Monday is usually the most common day for a heart attack, but on this particular Monday, the one when we fall back, it's over the top.
Well, is it because, why?
The researchers' best guess, it's the extra hour of sleep.
Oh, okay.
That's why you need researchers to come up with the bleeding obvious.
So you sleep more and you're going to get
because of the
bigger
extra
chance of getting a heart attack?
And that's what the point of this is. It underscores the importance of sleep to having a healthy heart, and that's true on any day. But because a lot of people actually do get an extra hour of sleep on that particular weekend, they're better rested on that Monday morning and therefore less prone to heart attacks.
Oh, so less heart attacks.
Exactly.
Didn't it sound like you said more heart attacks?
Mm-mm.
I guess I wasn't listening.
You know, and no one
I was
ever
feeling
listens.
A little dizzy.
Well, your heart exploded.
Sorry
no
about
one
that.
Ever listens to my advice about daylight savings.
Which
I think
is?
It's antiquated. If we update it, what we can do is spring ahead and then fall ahead, and that way every 12 years you gain a day.
That's amazing. I
think
love
about
that idea. I'm a big fan of the fallback.
Yeah, I like
the fallback.
But is it good
when
enough?
I did the morning show, I was a big fan of the spring forward.
But does it merit the springing forward, the falling back? I'd rather be without all of it. There are so many clocks
let's
now.
Let's just leave it.
No, I like it because I'm a DJ and I like talking about it. Just curious. We get a texter that writes in, just curious, what will Buzz do if Obama loses?
Well,
WB in Centerville.
I'll find a way to carry on, I guess, like all Americans.
Not me.
I've got an answer for WB. I'm moving to Ireland to a thatched hut in Ireland.
Thatched hut.
Will Obama be there?
No, I'm just moving to Ireland. I'm moving. That's the state that I want to go to.
Who's the president of Ireland?
The president of Ireland? Seamus O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, he's good.
Hey, Seamus. Popical. I don't know who the effing president of Ireland is.
I'm just curious if you knew. I don't know either. Do they have a president?
I think they have a president.
They have a king?
They have a prime minister.
I'm sure they have an enchanted king.
They have an emperor.
President Clancy.
They have an emperor.
And he fights a lot.
They have a llama.
I know. I saw in Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Darby O'Gill and the Little
People. They have a king and he's tiny.
Good reference. A tiny king.
It's a tiny king and Darby put him in a bag.
Right.
If you can catch him after daylight, you own him.
Oh, no. Here it is. The King of Ireland, Vern Troyer.
Sounds right to me.
Mini-me.
Sounds right to me.
Yeah, mini-me.
Dressed all in green. Now, these researchers also found a dramatic spike in heart attacks on the Monday following the start of daylight savings time in the spring.
I remember him. Dramatic spike.
Other studies, by the way, have shown that pedestrian traffic deaths actually increase in November as drivers adjust their eyes to driving in the dark.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the McCain campaign isn't over yet.
How about that for a comeback? Wow. Texter writes in, Rob is an ass from Ted.
Why, Ted? You can eat me.
Yes, and then another we're talking about our drugstores, Burbank Pharmacy. I have no idea. The Californians are very lively this afternoon.
They're just starting to wake up.
That's right.
McCain campaign not over yet, but Sarah Palin has already been thinking or at least talking about her run for president in 2012. She told ABC News she'll be back in 4 years, especially if Obama wins this one. Quoting her, I'm not doing this for naught. And she seemed to criticize McCain's robocalls and his decision to pull out of Michigan several weeks ago.
Out of control, you think?
Very possibly. Now, this report has been disputed by the Palin camp. They say ABC didn't get it right, and they say ABC has confessed to that. However, ABC is still reporting these quotes. She did say these things.
Okay.
She's gone wrong.
Hold on. Is this ABC News with a guy with a notebook, or is this ABC News with perhaps a tape recorder or a camera running?
This is abcnews.com.
It could be crap. I don't trust that. I really don't. I don't trust the dot-commers. I really don't, even if they have a major, and no offense to Vaughn Ververs, who's a great guy and works for cbsnews.com.
Right.
But really, it just seems, where's the tape? Where's the camera? If they don't have that, they can all day long say, she didn't say it. So, we got to be fair on both sides.
Perhaps Charlie Gibson will play that. We'll see.
Well, no, I don't think it exists.
You don't think the tape exists?
No. If it existed, it would already be out there.
Well,
we'll
ferret it out as we do all these things.
Keep us apprised on what's going on with that. I would really like to know what the deal is with that. Because if she said, I'll be back to run, that's an amazingly divisive thing to do for his campaign. And I wouldn't, even with some of the screw-ups that she's had, I just don't see her doing that.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Doesn't seem likely.
Stupid.
Well, we'll see if the tape surfaces, and if it doesn't, we'll tell you either way.
Very good.
McCain had not heard this, whether it was true or not, when he sat down with Larry King to say that he has total confidence in Palin's qualifications. He called the reports of discord between her people and his nonsense. And he said, quote, we're one team, we're together. In fact, McCain fairly gushed about her, using words like solid and uplifting.
I didn't think she would be so controversial, but I got to tell you, every time I'm around her, I'm uplifted. This is a solid, dedicated reformer, a fine governor, the most popular governor in America.
But they're cousins.
A couple of cousins, and you'll find.
To me, that's what it sounds like, is every time he's defending her, and they talk about when they're busting heads.
Right.
It sounds like a sitcom to me.
She is uplifting. Just ask Hank Jr.
All right.
Yeah.
Here she is, Sarah Palin.
The presidential race seemed to tighten earlier this week, but the gap is widening again as Election Day gets closer.
Wide gap.
The latest Reuters C-SPAN Zogby poll gives Obama a 7-point lead over McCain. Only 2% are undecided. The margin of error is 3%. In the breakdowns, Obama leads by 19 among independents, by 10 among women, 9 among Catholics, and 7 among senior citizens.
A texter writes to us, Buzz, yes. Shouldn't we all just sleep an extra hour each night and live forever?
Actually, it's true. If we all got more sleep, we would be healthier. We would have better hearts, and we would lose weight.
And then another texter writes, Buzz is a badass. Ted from the Wichita area.
Is that the same Ted that insulted me?
I'm not sure.
You know what, Ted? Maybe keep your opinions to yourself.
All right. Then somebody says that Ted can eat something, so people don't like Ted.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me see.
I texted that.
Did Ted screw you here, Rob? Rob is an asshat from Ted.
See?
675. Let me see.
It was Ted.
See, I don't forget.
No, it's a different guy.
Oh,
well, okay. Ted. Until we can figure this out, I'm mad.
It's two Teds. It's a Ted that loves Buzz and a Ted that hates you.
I'm mad at everyone named Ted.
They're cousins.
Hey, my cousin's name is Ted.
That's right.
I was late sending him the check for the house. Sorry, Teddy. Shout out to my cousin Teddy O'Mara up in Portland, Maine.
Fueled by too much testosterone and, according to police, alcohol, he also pushed the roommate's sister and punched out a window.
Ah, fixer. Come here, Samson.
Frustration.
Samson the dog.
Samson.
And in Waukesha, Wisconsin, a 45-year-old woman is charged with the attempted murder of her husband after she allegedly did the following. She put plastic wrap over his face to keep him from talking so she could explain how she'd lost $800 at a casino.
Yeah.
And then she hit him in the head with a dumbbell.
Wow.
Unfortunately for her, he survived. He says she had promised him sex and told him this was a game. We always fall for that. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We want to thank, not Katrina Bowden.
No.
You know, she ought to live up to her commitments, Missy.
Yeah.
But I liked the lady Shelley Clem. It was a lot of fun talking to her, even with a Baltimore accent. She was very interesting.
I say put Shelley on 30 Rock.
That'd be interesting. Tomorrow, comedian and in the new movie, The Other End of the Line, Larry Miller. Yeah. A very, very funny guy. He'll be joining us just after 4. Porn star Carmen Hart. Remember her when she was here?
I do.
That little southern accent. Yes. She'll be back in studio just after 4:30.
She's a pistol.
And, of course, after 5:30 Eastern Time, movie reviews with Colin Boyd.
Also a pistol.
And we have no idea when Robert the Mailman will show up, but he's coming tomorrow, and it's Halloween, so God knows what's going to happen.
I wonder if he'll be wearing an outfit.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The show comes to you from the studios at WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Robert the Angry Mailman radio network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara. We're up on a break here. I don't have time for the poem. Roses are red, vines are blue, blah, 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 blah. I'll have a poem tomorrow, I promise, and it's Halloween.
Ooh.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.